माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन जामुनतीरा वनचारी जामुनतीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन जामुनतीरावनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतक श्री श्रीमशील भैचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्रीमद्भागवतम महापुराणम की समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सोयं रूपकदामैहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमोम् विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महापदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्या नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः सर्वशास्त्राब्धिपीयूष सर्ववेदैकसत्फल सर्वसिद्धान्तरत्नाढ्य श्रीमद्भागवतो प्रभो परमानन्दपाठाय प्रेमवर्षक्षराय ते सर्वदा सर्वसेव्याय श्रीकृष्णाय नमास्तु मे मदेकबन्धुमत्सङ्गीन् मद्गुरो मन्महाधना मन्निस्तारकमद्भाग्य मदानन्द नमास्तु ते असाधु साधुतादायिन् अतिनीचोचतारक हानमञ्च कदाचिन्मम् प्रेम्णारित्कण्ठय स्फुर हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्ध दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमास्तु ते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are reading from Canto 8, Chapter 17, Text number 17 through 23. 23 is on the board. I'll read 17 up to 22, then we can together read 23. अथाप्युपायो मम देवी चिन्त्या संतोषितस्य व्रतचर्ययाते ममार्चनं नार्हति गन्तुमन्यथा श्रद्धानुरूपं फलहेतुकत्वात् त्वयार्चितश्चाहमपत्यगुप्तये पयोव्रतेनानुगुणं समीडितः संशयेन पुत्रत्वमुपेत्य ते सुतान् गप्तास्मि मारीच तपस्यधिष्ठितः उपधाव पतिं भद्रे प्रजापतिमकल्मषं मां च भावयति पत्यौ एवं रूपम् अवस्थितं नैतत्परस्माख्येयं पृष्ठयापि कथञ्चन सर्वं सम्पद्यते देवी देवगुह्यं सुसंवृतम्। श्रीशुक उवाच एतावदुक्त्वा भगवान् तत्रैवान्तरधीयत अदितिर्दुर्लभं लब्ध्वा हरिर्जन्मात्मनि प्रभो उपाधावत्पतिं भक्त्या परया कृतकृत्यवात् स वै समाधियोगेन कश्यपस्तद्दबुध्यत प्रविष्टमात्मनि हरेः अंशं ह्यवस्थिते क्षणः। Now 23 on the board. Sodityam virjamadhatta tapasa chirasamritam samahitamana rajan darunyagni yatha nalaha सोदित्यां विरजमाधत्त तपसा चिरसंहृतम् समाहितमना राजन् दारुण्यग्निं यथा नरः सोदित्यां विरजमाधत्त तपसा चिरसंहृतम् समाहितमना राजन् दारुण्यग्निं यथा नरः। प्लीज रिपीट। Mataji's Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki Saha Kasyapa Adityam unto Aditi Viryam Semen Adhatta Placed Tapasa by austerity Chiram Sam Chirasamritam restrained for long years Samahitamanaha being fully entranced upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead Rajan O King Daruni Edge in firewood, Agnim fire, Yatha edge, Anilaha wind. Translation: O King, edge the wind promotes friction between two pieces of wood and thus. Gives rise to fire. Kasyapa Muni, whose transcendental position was fully absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transferred his potency into the womb of Aditi. Purport: A forest fire begins when two pieces of wood rub against one another. Being agitated by the wind, it is always However, fire belongs neither to the wood nor to the wind. It is always different from both. Similarly, here it is to be understood that the union of Kasyapa Muni and Aditi was not like the sexual intercourse of ordinary human beings. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do with the human secretion of sexual intercourse. He is always completely aloof from such material combinations. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:29, Samaham Sarvabhutesu, I am equal toward all living entities. Nonetheless, to protect the devotees and kill the demons who were a disturbing element, the Lord entered the womb of Aditi. Therefore, this is a transcendental pastime of the Lord. This should not be misunderstood. One should not think that the Lord became this but is independent of all material elements, as fully described in Bhagavad Gita. The living entity is not subject to any material reactions. He can neither be burnt by fire, cut by sharp weapons, moistened by water, nor dried by the air. He is completely different from the physical elements. But by a superior arrangement, he is put into these material elements. He is always aloof from material contact. Asango hi ayam purusaha. But because he is placed in a material condition, he suffers the reactions of the material modes of nature. Purusa prakritistho hi bhunte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sad asad yoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus, he meets with good and evil amongst various species. Although the living entity is aloof from the material elements, he is put into material conditions, and thus he must suffer the reactions of material activities. So in this particular section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the description have been going on. The Lord agrees to become Aditi's son. Now the Lord, he has appeared before Aditi, being satisfied with her payabrata, the special austerity, the vow which she was undergoing under the guidance of her able husband Kashyapa Muni. And Lord is talking to Mother Aditi, and in this section the power of the devotional service to the Lord have been defined, and also the philosophical description about the Supreme Personality of Godhead's appearance in this material world is also described. So in this verse 23 it is explained, so dityam virya madhatta. The word comes as virya. When we read such kind of statements from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, people, if they try to understand the meaning as it is, it will be obvious to become confused to understand the real import of the knowledge being given to us in this section. So we have to understand from the mouths of the acharyas. So how the acharyas explain? Not that the Lord was born from Aditi and Kashyapa Muni as a product of some seminal discharge. No, it should not be understood like that. Because in the previous verse it is said, being situated in a meditational trance, Kashyapa Muni, whose vision is never mistaken, could see that a plenary person of the Supreme Personality of Godhead had entered within him. So here a Lord entered into the heart of Kashyapa Muni. So we have seen this description in Krishna's pastime also. When Vasudev, he envisioned how Krishna entered into his heart, then he himself made the transfer to the heart of Devaki. So in that way, Lord is not a product of the material elements in this world. So nobody should think because Kashyapa Rishi and Aditi, they united, the result of which Lord was born out of seminal discharge, that's a total misconception. To eradicate that misunderstanding, the analogy have been given here by Srila Sukadev Goswami. Who is Paramahamsa? Sukadev Goswami. He is giving this analogy. Samahita mana rajan darunyagnim jatha narah. So he is giving an analogy. Just like the friction between two pieces of wood is caused by wind. As a result of which, what happens? Fire is born. When two pieces of wood are put together and they collide with each other, there is a friction, as a result of which fire is born. Prabhupada, he clearly mentions in the purport that however, fire belongs neither to the wood nor to the wind. Even though wind was the cause of the friction between the two pieces of wood, neither the wood nor the wind is the source of, is the fire. Fire is different from the wind and the wood. So similarly, in this context, we said samaha. In the verse, you can say sodityam virjamadha tatapasa chira samhritam samahita mana rajan dharmagni jathanala. So this Kashyapa Muni, he was a true ascetic. So by the power of his meditation, he could attract the Supreme Lord to be born as his son. So in that way, this is not an ordinary household affair, one may think of. And Kashyapa Muni, even though he had this, he was the father of both demigods and demons. But here, in this case, it has been said that samaha. Srila Prabhupada is giving this reference from Bhagavad Gita, samaham sarva bhuteshu. I am equal to all living entities. Here, the analogy has been given, the wind. Wind is always in equilibrium position. Just like we are sitting in this air, in this room. You go outside of this room, air in its equilibrium position. But air can bring friction between the two pieces of wood and it can give rise to fire. Similarly, Kashyapa Rishi, we should not find a mistake in him that being father of both demigods and demons, how was he getting a son who will kill the demons? No, he was also equal, samaham sarva bhuteshu. Because the devotee of the Lord also gained the quality of the Supreme Lord. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Krishner jateka gun bhaktere sanchare. All the qualities of the Supreme Lord become manifest in a devotee. Even elsewhere in 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, demigods they pray. What is that verse? Jasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuta mahat guna. Jasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana bhagavati akinchana bhakti jasya asti. One who has got akinchana bhakti unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What happens? Sarvai gunai tatra samasate sura. Samasate, samyak asate. All the good qualities of the demigods in totality become manifest in such a devotee. So there are references in Shastra have been given. So in that way, there is no mistake to be found in the behavior of Kashyapa Rishi. He was equal to all. But it is necessary to destroy the demons who are disturbing elements. So that's how he invited the Supreme Lord to be born as his son. As a result of which, he was able to subdue the demons. And also, Srila Prabhupada, he explains in the purport about how the living entities are born in this material world. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada is giving a reference from 13th chapter, which gives a description about how a living entity is born in this material world, which is completely different from that of the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this material world. Sometimes Supreme Lord may also accept someone as his father and mother, just like Kashyap and Aditi, and here Krishna, Vasudev Devaki, Jagannath Mishra Sachimata, but his position, his transcendental position is not threatened or is not reduced by accepting somebody as his father and mother to be born in this material world. But when a living entity is born in this material world, there is a difference. What is the difference? A living entity, he desires and he performs some activities. When we desire and perform some activities, we create some karma, as a result of which we are bound to enter into different residential quarters in this material world. Because of our desire and activities, we are placed in different residential quarters. Once we enter into a particular residential quarter, then we are bound to act according to the spell of that bodily situations. We cannot change the law. Let us take an example. When somebody commits a mistake in this material world, he is imprisoned. When he is in the prison house, he cannot act independently. He has to act by following the law of the prison house. Similarly, when the living entity, because of his past desire and activities, he is put into a particular type of body, he is forced to come under the control of the material nature. How does it happen? For example, we can take another example. There might be a very big machine, and that machine has got many parts in it. But all these machinery parts remain inactive until electricity is connected with the machine. When electricity is connected with the machine, then different parts of the machine, they become automatically active. Similarly, in this body, we have got different limbs. So many organs are there. When the living force, the living entity, the soul, enters into the body, then all these, the elements or the kind of parts of this machine, they become active. And when they become active, they are under the law of material nature. So when they are performing some activities under the material law, then there is a reaction to it. So that's how it has been said in here that the living entities, they have the power to desire and act. So what we have to do? We have to listen to the correct source. Just like Arjuna was listening to Krishna. That's how Krishna, he instructed Bhagavad Gita philosophy to Arjuna. As he listened to Krishna, he gained this knowledge and he understood what he is supposed to do. Primarily, even though he was not willing to fight, he was confused. But as he listened to Krishna, he became firmly convinced about his duty. So similarly, the living entities in this material world, when they act independently, they try to create misfortune for themselves. On the other hand, when they try to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and with full surrender, they desire to serve the Lord by listening to the higher authorities, then they can create all good fortune for them. Even though Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what is that? Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddha se rajuna teshtati brahmayan sarva bhutani jantra rudhani maya. So the Supreme Lord is situated in the heart of every living entity as super soul, and he is directing the wanderings of the living entities, making them seated in a machine made up of maya. So when Lord is wandering, he is directing the wanderings of the living entity, what he will do? He will ensure that, oh, you become his devotee, you listen to him, okay. He will make some arrangement where you are born in a situation which is conducive to practice spiritual life. It's very simple. Because the wanderings are directed by the Supreme Lord, by his will. So if we listen to the higher authority, the instructions of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we try to regulate our life accordingly, then next time, if we are qualified to go back to God, definitely He will bring us back. There is no doubt about it. But until you qualify to go back to Godhead, you are a sincere sadhaka. You are putting your attempt to serve the Lord. So at that time, you are no more under the guidance of Mohamaya. You are under the guidance of Yogamaya. Krishna takes the charge. So at that time, he will put you in a situation, in a position where you can perform your devotional service in a better way. Also, he will give you that frame of mind. Everything depends on the situation. Why we are staying in Siddham Mayapur? Because Mayapur provides a very comfortable environment for spiritual practice. So many devotees are there. Our temple program is the most vibrant one you can ever even expect. So many devotees are coming from different parts of the world. So many senior devotees are eternally residing in Mayapur. Sannyasis keep on visiting. Of course, this is Mayapur Dham. In Kali Yuga, this is the only Dham which is meant for awarding, you know, spiritual success to the practitioners. So in that way, devotees choose to come to this place. You don't think because you desire, that's why you are here. You have desired, that's why Krishna has fulfilled your desire. He has brought you here. There is some superior arrangement acting on top. So the living entity, even though they are also not a product of this material world, earth, water, fire, water, air, ether, they cannot produce the living being. The soul is not a product of this matter. Soul is completely different from the matter. Similarly, the soul is under the direct supervision of the Supreme Lord. When we desire to serve Him, then He will make an arrangement how we can be put into a particular situation, life position, where we can serve Him wholeheartedly. And in that way, Lord appeared before Aditi and He said very interesting thing to her. He said, yet, because I have been satisfied by the activities of your vow, O Goddess Aditi, I must find some means to favor you. For worship of me never goes in vain, but certainly gives the desired result according to what one deserves. This is also a very interesting point we need to understand. Lord, he says, because you have performed some austerity, some vow, and I am very much pleased with your service. Lord, he wants us to perform some austerity. Because He wants us to come back to Godhead and serve Him. That's the purpose of the creation. This whole material world has been designed under this one philosophy. The opportunity has been given to the living entity in this creation so that they can come back home back to Godhead. That means while we are in this world, we are meant to follow certain program, devotional program. Material people, they are following their materialistic program, becoming computer engineer, becoming mechanical engineer, becoming doctor, businessman. They have their, you know, system, standard system to follow. But the devotees who wants to go back home, go back to Godhead, for them there is also a systematic program have been given by the Supreme Lord. And when we follow that practice, what happens? Lord becomes supremely pleased with you. That's what he is saying. Mother Aditi, she performed this vow, this austerity, and he became very much pleased with her, as a result of which, upon appearing before Mother Aditi, he said, I must find some means to favor you. Wow, you can see how he is saying, I want to favor you. Everybody is seeking for some favor in this material world, right? People are going to work in an office. Why? Because they want some favor from the boss. We go to the spiritual master. Why? Because we want some favor, right? So we follow some rules and regulations in spiritual life because we want some favor in our spiritual practice. So everybody is seeking for some favor. So if we follow the directives correctly, then what happens? Lord becomes very pleased. And what happens? Then Lord says, because you have worshipped me, so result will never go in vain. I'll certainly give the desired result according to what one deserves. This is another point we need to understand. Everybody is desiring on their way, and Lord is fulfilling their desire. A karmi who also goes to the Lord, he says, my dear Lord, maybe a thief, let's take an example of a thief. My dear Lord, I am going to steal in such and such house, so please protect me. He says, okay, no problem, you go. And the devotee comes, he says, my dear Lord, I am going to such and such place, I do not know, nobody is there, please protect me. He says, okay, you go there, I'll protect you. But there's a difference between the protection for these two. For the first person, he says, yes, I'll protect you. How I am going to protect you? Or you think I was going stealing butter from the gopi's house, that's why you are imitating me? Okay, you go, then you will suffer the consequences if you imitate me. But why did you grant me to go and commit theft? Oh yes, you want to commit theft, and you go after committing theft, the reaction has to be borne by you. That also I have been told. I also told that to you, that if you go and do something nonsense, what will happen? You will suffer the consequences. If I don't tell you, you will not be able to do that. Because without Krishna's desire, nothing can happen. Even the different demigods who are in charge of these bodily limbs, they are also working under the direction of the Supreme. So if Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cuts the connection, then living entity cannot do anything. So he has to keep the connection open for you to satisfy your desire. So you desire incorrectly, you will suffer. Whereas a devotee, he prays to the Lord for protection, what Lord will do? He will give him protection. He will ensure that devotee is protected. Srila Prabhupada, traveling in the ship, what happened? Two times, heart attack. He is sincerely praying to Krishna, my dear Lord, you have a mission to accomplish. You have a mission to establish in this world. And I am going. I don't know. Nobody is there for me. So you are my protector, you are my savior. Please, you handle me as you desire. What happened? Krishna took the charge of Prabhupada. Krishna takes the charge of the pure devotee. And that's how they remain protected. So you may go to the Lord and you may desire something. You should also know what is the outcome of that desire. That's how the devotee of the Lord, they don't go and beg something from the Lord which is going to bring some misfortune in their future life. So in that way, he said, because you have worshipped me and I am satisfied with you, definitely I am going to favor you with the result which you deserve. You have prayed to me and properly worshipped me by performing the great Payabrata ceremony for the sake of protecting your sons. Because of Kashyap Muni's austerities, I shall agree to become your son and thus protect your other sons. See? Because Aditi, she performed this Payabrata, which is recommended, not any other whimsical brata. Brata which is recommended in Shastra. So Lord said, I am agreeing to become, to be born your son, and also I will protect your other sons. Always thinking of me as being situated within the body of your husband Kashyapa, go worship your husband who has been purified by his austerity. So in this section, Lord is saying that the way I am asking you to perform my worship, you must do that. That means we are not meant to follow some austerity or some vow by listening to our mind or listening to somebody who is a mental concoctor. No, we have to follow scripture. The way scripture advises us, we must execute the process. Then he said, oh lady, even if someone inquires, you should not disclose this fact to anyone. That which is very confidential is successful if kept secret. When you want to do something, confidential thing, keep it secret until it is fructified. So he is saying, keep it secret, don't reveal this, what I am talking to you in private. Okay? So keep it confidential, definitely it will become successful. Then Sukadev Goswami continued. Sukadev Goswami said, after speaking in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead disappeared from that very spot. Aditi, having received the extremely valuable benediction that the Supreme Lord, that the Lord would appear as her son, considered herself very successful. And with great devotion, she approached her husband. Being satisfied in a meditational trance, Kashyapa Muni, whose vision is never mistaken, could see that a plenary person of the Supreme Personality of Godhead had entered within him. O King, as the wind promotes friction between two pieces of wood and thus gives rise to fire, Kashyapa Muni, whose transcendental position was fully absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transferred his potency into the womb of Deva Aditi. So in this way, in this section, we discussed how the Supreme Lord, even though he was born from the womb of Aditi, but Lord is not born out of material arrangement. He is different from the union of Aditi and Kashyapa. And also we explained how Lord is very much pleased with the devotional service, austerity, the vow devotee practices, and as a result of which he awards them the result they deserve. Finally, he said that if you are doing something very confidential, keep it secretive. Don't reveal it to everybody until it becomes successful. he instructed to mother Aditi. Then it will become successful. So in this way, we are completing this section. There is nothing much to say. You have any question or comment? Yes, Mataji. Somebody can hand over this to me.
Hare Krishna. It is actually said that Aditi got the son as Supreme Lord itself, and yesterday also the Mataji was telling about the prayers is between the prayers will be offered to the Lord, means is the exchange of love between the devotee and the Lord. So Aditi is praying here that for his son's own welfare. So he want the intention of his son, she is praying, and Lord is saying that there is no fight. So he is saying some other opportunity, some other alteration is there likewise. So but if you see, so Krishna is asking Arjuna to fight. And here Krishna is postponing the, Krishna is completely rejecting the fight. So what is the exchange of sweet love between the devotees is there with Lord, with these two examples?
Here you will see afterwards, because Aditi, she has performed this breath, her consciousness will change. Consciousness will change. So here, when Lord asks us to do something, that is for our benefit. We try to understand this. For example, we go to the Lord and we also submit some prayer to the Lord. What happens when we submit some prayer to the Lord? Because we are always suffering in this material world and our mind always is disturbed. Even if we try to control the mind by adopting some other means, which will be different from devotional service, then will not become successful in controlling the mind. On the other hand, when you go and offer prayer to the Lord, there are three types of prayer. Our acharyas are explaining: samprarthanatmika, danya bodhika, and lalasamai. So in these three different prayers, three different results are being achieved. Samprarthanatmika and Danya Bodhika prayer. In these two type of prayer, devotee, he understands his situation in this material world and he goes to the Lord and he submits himself submissively. Oh, my dear Lord, I am such and such fallen person because I have done such and such thing. I cannot even tell you how much fallen I am. He sincerely regrets from the core of his heart. And when he prays to Lord like this, after a while, his mind will become purified. Then he will come to a consciousness where he will be offering some prayer based on love. What is that? Oh, my dear Lord, when will that day come in my life? Will ask me, you fan me in such and such way. See, now there's a difference between the prayer. First time he came to the Lord, he's asking him to remove his suffering. Now he's going to the Lord, he's not asking to remove his suffering, but he's saying, how, when the day will come, you'll tell me, or you fan me in such and such way. That means that time you will be asking for serving the Lord out of natural love. So, the love of the living entity will become manifest in the sadhaka through prayer. Okay? In case of Arjuna, what happened to Arjuna? Arjuna, he first of all didn't want to fight. Then it came to a point when he wanted to see the Vishwarupa form of the Lord. And when he saw the Vishwarupa form of the Lord, then he also started offering prayer to the Lord. And then he said, no, I want to see you, my Shyam Sundar, two-hand form. That is pleasing to me. So then Lord became Shyam Sundar again, from Vishwarup, Chaturbhuj, then Chaturbhuj to Dvibhuj. So in that way, there is an exchange between the Arjuna and exchange of rasa between Arjuna and Krishna happening there. Of course, Arjuna is a kind of, you know, devotee of the Lord. We cannot compare him with any living entity. But the point is, when as a conditioned soul we approach the Lord and submit some prayers, that prayer actually qualifies us to come to a platform where we can offer loving devotional service to the Lord. That's how, out of the 64 items of sadhananga, Srila Rupa Goswami, he says, stob part, stotra part, is also one of the items. Like for example, this is Purushottam month going on now. Acharyas, they recommend to recite Brahma Stuti in this month, every day. This is a prayer, in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a special time when you offer this Brahma Stuti to the Lord, then He is pleased. Then your way to the pure devotional service is opened. Yes.
Our Lord protects him in that case. Can you please elaborate?
He protects him by making him suffer. You see, Lord, how does he protect him? When he commits some theft, then what happens? He needs to be punished. Why the punishment is awarded to the thief? Because he should be rectified. Rectification is for the good of the thief. So that is how Lord is protecting him. Because he wants to get protected in a hard way, what can Lord do? So that is how He is protecting him. In Manusangita it has been said, if somebody, you know, someone kills another person, then he should be killed. So that is how He is protecting him. Means, if Mr. X kills Y, then again Mr. X is killed, then that is, he is protected from gliding down to the hell next life. So law and order is protecting the thief, and law and order is coming from Krishna. So in that way he is also protecting him for his rectification. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande.